Alrighty, let's rock this thing. 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, May the 9th, 129th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, not wearing a suit today, Dave Tyson.
Hi, Brian.
Love the tie, though, man. I mean, it just goes with it all. And Betty Chin is alongside Dave. Well, actually, she's been between us. That would be a very uncomfortable position to be at any time.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what direction the weirdness is going to come from, do you? This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about, well, the event this weekend, the center that's
under construction.
Yeah, I noticed you ripped the face off of it first thing. That was kind of an interesting first move, Dave. So we'll talk a little bit about the progression of the center also, and whatever else happens to pop into any of our minds when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:12. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Tyson and Betty Chin. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Margaret Chase Smith. I recognize her name, but I don't know why. Do you guys
know? No.
Okay. Somebody who is important, though.
Yes.
I mean, if Chase is in your middle name and you got a Visa that says Chase Bank on it, that's pretty impressive. I don't know if she does. She probably banks with somebody else. Quote, when people keep telling you that you can't do a thing, you kind of like to try it.
That's very true.
I have a lot of those issues in my
life right now.
Yeah. Oh, fundraising event going on for Betty's, I'm going to just call it Betty's house.
Center.
Small office. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm thinking house. But okay, center. This weekend, Dave, what's it all about?
Well, this is our foundation's first event, official event, this Saturday. And it's to raise money for the Betty Quan Chin Homeless Center, or for the foundation, actually, but to operate and construct the center. And so we're very excited about this opportunity. So it's been a lot of work, a lot of great volunteers putting a lot of time, but we're really excited. It's going to be a nice event. It's at St. Bernard's School in the old gymnasium, which you and I would know as the old gymnasium. It's probably an auditorium. Cafeteria now.
Auditorium, but, yeah.
So we're excited. I think Betty, do you have some input on that or?
No.
You're talking. This is called letting him swing in the breeze, which is always kind of enjoyable.
He's doing good.
Brian always likes me to fill up
the
time.
You're doing good. Go ahead.
So, Rex Bone will be our auctioneer.
Master of disaster.
Yeah, we're not really doing an auction, but we're encouraging people to make donations to the foundation, both, one time and recurring donations to the center.
Is the foundation, Dave, the same as the center? Or is the center the same as the foundation?
Well, the center itself is owned by Catholic Charities. We are going to be a tenant in the building. They are going to run, they being Catholic Charities, will be running programs out of the center. The foundation's responsibility will be to support Betty in her efforts in the community, but also to raise money to keep Catholic Charities here and running the programs that we're going to be offering through the day center there at 7th and D Street.
There's been a little bit of remodeling already going on.
Yes.
I keep waiting for fresh cement so you can see your fingerprints in it.
Yeah, I should.
Because I know you'll be right in the middle of all you making sure everything's okay. Is the physicalness of the center progressing the way that you guys were hoping for, the timelines?
Yes, and you know, one of our board members is Kurt Kramer and Kramer Properties, and Kurt has taken this on as one of his tasks on the board is to get the day center constructed, get the building rehabilitated so that it can accept the programs that we're offering there. And if you were to drive by there today, you would see the facade of the 7th Street or D Street side of the building has been removed. And that.
What was it? I drove by two days ago. I saw it in the framework. Looks like it was something that was kind of cool back whenever it was, just with the way that the 2x4s were in place. Any idea what? Do you guys have any historical?
Information I don't have. I know it was housed some drapery businesses in the past and some other type of warehousing in the past, but you know what it was originally built for and used for, I don't
recall.
There
was a church.
Oh, there was a church.
Yeah,
see?
I still see a church in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I still see it. And then we clean up everything inside, and so you can see that.
No existing altar. Okay, I get that part.
Yeah.
But it was a church.
Yeah.
Originally, wow. So I guess that kind of adds a little momentum to the whole effort now, doesn't it?
Yep.
So the work you see there now is really prep work, doing some of the hazmat work and getting the building ready for reconstruction. There was approval by the city of the ministerial permits that were required for the project, which is primarily design review. And that was approved by the city about a month ago. Kurt has submitted plans through the building department, and I think we're still waiting on those plans to be finalized, but the city is moving those through.
How ironic is that? Too bad you weren't the lead guy on the building project.
Yeah, then it would probably take 6 or 8 years to get it through.
Or they'd ask you.
But now, because it's I'm not involved with that, it's going through fairly quickly. Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Well, everybody else was rolling in the seats, too, so it wasn't just me. Yeah,
I'm sure they were. So I don't want to say being expedited, but because the building department in Eureka has always been efficient and quick. But they are getting the permits through, and I think without a whole lot of fanfare or problems.
Is there a basement?
No.
Oh, okay.
No basement.
So pretty much what you see is what you're going to get.
Yeah, we do have an apartment, 2-bedroom apartment. Yeah, we do.
And that's part of the plans?
Yeah, yes.
So what is it, 6 months, 5 months? How long has it been since the foundation's been in existence?
Well, technically, we have just submitted our 501c3 application. We are now officially a recognized 501c3 by law. So we've submitted those paperwork. Of course, that's with the federal government. And at some point, I'm going to have Betty make some phone calls and get it moving through the process.
Expedite, I think, is the word that he was using before. Yeah.
Yeah.
But functionally, you guys have been, 6 months?
Well, actually, I started talking about it last April. And then we talking, and then really didn't happen until September, last year, September, August. And then that's how we started, yeah.
Okay, 8 months or so. I think it's always curious for a lot of folks. You hear the initial whoop-de-whoop, and then either something takes a really high exposure position or they disappear. And this seems to have been kind of in between the two. A little this, a little that, but it's not always, in front of everybody's face all the time like some of the other organizations choose to do. So it just is curious that it's between the goalposts, so to speak.
Yeah, and I think like a lot of organizations, we're in that stage of putting the foundation together. I spend quite a bit of time, as do a couple of other board members, assisting Betty in putting the pieces together of a business entity, which is what we've been doing for the last 3 or 4 months since I retired. This has been one of my main focuses, is helping the foundation get its feet under it and moving forward, and I think we're pretty close to being there officially.
Yeah. As opposed to functionally?
Right. Okay. As opposed to, you know, not having the federal government recognizing us as a private nonprofit,
yeah,
which
I would
we
think
are
that,
now.
That's a nice advantage to have. It helps out a little
I think
bit
it
on
helps
the cause,
someone,
yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:20. We'll be back with more from Dave Tyson and Betty Chan.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. For years, the Eel River was the state's second largest source of steelhead and third largest of salmon. A UC Davis study estimates it once produced more than 1 million fish annually. This has been replaced by unpredictability. Last year saw a good salmon run, but some years it is very small. Several causes are cited, but all agree the Eel River ecosystem has been degraded. Now a task force of volunteers has come together to pinpoint the reasons and work to restore the watershed. The Eel River Task Force consists of public agencies, Indian tribes, conservation organizations, and others committed to establishing a scientific baseline of the causes of the decline and what might be done to reverse it. The members agree, no finger-pointing. A plan of solutions must fulfill legal responsibilities to protect endangered species while also respecting private property rights. It will be a big job, but a healthy Eel River is worthwhile for all Humboldt County. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the betterment of our community.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Betty Chin and Dave Tyson. So, Dave, what creativeness are you bringing into this equation?
Me, personally?
Yeah. I know everybody's got their own ideas about what to have and priorities and how to make the center or make the foundation a little bit more special, a bit more functional. I know Betty's got a long list, so we'll talk about that in a moment. But what'd you bring in?
You know, Betty picked a really outstanding board with one exception.
Well, we recognize weak moment.
Yeah. We've got the district attorney on our board. We've got, as I mentioned, Kurt Kramer. We've got Dan Price. We've got Lisa Bethune. We got Justin Zabel. And we've got Chuck Fernandez, of course, Betty. And I bring those people in because each brings a different tool.
Notice how we forgot Price. That's okay.
Tool set. Oh, I thought I said Dan Price.
No.
He did.
No.
Okay, well, I'll say Dan Price again.
Okay, fine.
Each has a different tool set, which I think for a foundation, any foundation or any organization is good, and especially for this foundation. When Betty hooked me into this some months ago before I retired, funny thing was I said, sure, I'd be more than happy, but I do not want to be treasurer because as an accountant,
that's what you
trained,
always get pegged
you always
at, yeah.
get to be treasurer. And sure enough, I walk into my first meeting in February and they're all looking to me at all these financial issues. And I found out I was treasurer. And that's fine. I've been treasurer. And I think my skill set that I bring is that organizational background that you have when you're an accountant or a finance type, and putting those types of pieces together, the bank accounts, the insurance, just the organizational pieces of this, and working with the others in making sure that the business aspects of the process works. And also bring that, you know, a little bit of government experience in dealing with government agencies and trying to work through some of the issues that might come up during a permitting process, although, again, City of Eureka has been exceptional, of course. And the other agencies.
Are you guys inside the Coastal Commission?
No, we are not.
Okay.
Yeah, the city actually 2 years ago designated certain areas in the community for this type of facility as a principally permitted use. So when we were looking for sites for Betty's day center, of course, we looked within those zoned areas so that, you know, we were sure that our project could go fairly smoothly without a lot of administrative issues.
So there's no truth to the rumor there's a batting cage in the back?
there may very well be. Or, you know, the ceilings are high enough we could set up a basketball court.
Well,
there,
you know, I'm just looking for that influence because I know the swimming pool thing wouldn't work.
No.
No. Betty, when you think of what the center is going to end up looking like, what is the Betty part of it? Is it the kitchen that most people would think?
To myself, the kitchen's important to me because right now I go to different churches to use the commercial kitchen there. But important to me, I see at least we can lift up somebody off the street to return. And I cannot do it. I don't have that skill. But right now, I myself like a homeless myself. I had no office, no. Every time, every friend, people want to talk to me, I go to there, or so I run out of my time.
Let me give you a little hint. If anybody wants to talk to you, you need an office, say, I don't have one, but I know somebody who does. And then give him Dave's phone number. Piece of cake. Job done.
He said it, but he said, I go with you, Betty, wherever you go. But so that way, at least I guided somebody there. And then Calvary Charity does have a very good program, and I like it. And then I ask other people, go down there, look at it, they like it. And then really similar what I do, but they have a bigger way to do it and had a more permanent center for them to do it.
The fact that Catholic Charities isn't as involved with this as they appear to be, there really hasn't been a significant market presence is what I'm thinking of for that entity here. Is that going to be their side benefit of being associated with this project, is that they will have presence and they will have some recognition within the county and within the region?
You know, I have not had this real specific discussion with their representative, which is Chuck Fernandez of Catholic Charities. He is certainly involved with this project. He's on our board. And I know initially when I first met him over a year ago, we were talking not specifically about Betty's project, but actually about another similar project. And I think one of the missions of Catholic Charities was to have a larger presence or a renewed presence in Humboldt County, and specifically around a day center, and similar facilities as they have in Santa Rosa. And so his board approved him working on these concepts here, and I'm sure was introduced, and Betty can talk to this if she wishes, was introduced to Betty fairly early in his arrival here as far as talking to people in the community. I talked to him as part of the overall approach that was being taken on by the Chamber of Commerce. They were heading up a process to bring all of the homeless advocates and providers of service together, including the cities and the counties and everyone, trying to come up with a plan that worked. And I think through that effort, there was a lot of synergy created and new ideas were created. But all along, Betty's had this vision. And I think Catholic Charities saw the benefit of partnering with Betty and then ultimately helped with the creation of foundation, just with their administrative expertise as well. So they do see a benefit of coming to Humboldt County, and that is part of their mission.
Yeah.
Is this your dream?
Yes. You know, I stuck in for the last 30 years, and then because every day I see them out there. I see them, and then I just had nowhere I can do it. And then I made myself a promise someday I can bend them off the street, and we can do it. We can try, see what happened, and then one at a time. And talk about our board, I had to tell you this. Not long ago, I was in China, and then one country was checked me in because they just can't believe it. They know all the board member background, the name, and get involved, what am I doing? And they asked me, how could that happen, Betty? And I tell David and other board member a long time ago, my gift is feed the people. But these guys is so wonderful. David put so much in there for this project. And then sometimes I just look at him too. I even tell the people in China, I say, you know, sometimes I look at David, still the city manager to me. And I say, I don't know, I can talk to him or not. Just kind of scary. but again,
so prime ministers are okay. Governors, presidents are okay. But this guy ties you up?
I miss it. He's such a, you know, I had no idea. And he is such a powerful position at all.
You realize he's a former swimmer.
I know.
That should kind of like alleviate all your concerns and about that that aura.
But he does do a lot for me before we get involved between me and the government. I think he's the one provide a parking lot for me to feed the homeless people, like easy up the people from an old town. So that's what happened.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
May is Mattress Month, and where do more of your friends buy mattresses? Burns Furniture. Take advantage of competitive pricing on the new Serta iComfort mattresses, the latest in sleep comfort with cool memory foam. Or save up to 50% on closeout mattress models from Englander. Save on Serta Perfect Sleeper mattresses, and choose 18 months no interest financing on the mattress set of your choice at Burns Furniture, 5th and G Streets, downtown Eureka. Now's the time to buy during Mattress Month at Burns.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:34. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Betty Chin and Dave Tyson about, well, in theory, about the upcoming fundraiser. But Dave, you've not talked about what an engaging, entertaining moment this is going to be in the social scene of Humboldt County. And I just have a tough time wondering why you're not including that in your presentation of this event this weekend.
Well, you know, it's going to be a fun event, Brian. I hope to provide a little comedy in the event because I'm going to be speaking, so you can always count on that, especially now that I don't have that
suit
that I noticed.
I noticed Panos is wearing this. It's a taller suit than he's used to,
yeah,
and a little bit wider
than
he's used to.
He's going to have to go to somewhere and get. I guess I shouldn't mention a specific.
Taylor,
but he probably should take my suits and get them taken
in
or something. The event is really pretty simple, and we're not doing your typical auction. We're not doing that. We're going to have a few testimonials by some of us on the board, but more importantly, we're going to hear about Betty's trip to China and her visits there and what she was able to accomplish and the things that she saw and did. And it's a really fascinating story. So are we going to see a video of your trip?
So
we'll see a video there as well. And then after that, we'll have the actual fundraising, which is simply going to be a envelope on the table, and hopefully everybody in attendance will put some money in it or swipe their credit card or whatever they choose to do to help out the Betty Kwan Chin Day Center. It's
still weird
easy.
Saying her full name, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's $20 a head. And the dinner's being provided by Rita's, no charge to the foundation. So that's extra help. And for those of you who, you know, like a margarita, there'll be margaritas there for you to
flow. The margarita fountain will be flowing?
I presume so.
Okay.
So we'll have to limit you to just a couple. But
I'll just have to bring the big glass then, huh? And make sure Angie's driving. Then I'll be okay.
Yeah. And I think Merle's going to be there, so he could probably
good.
Be
escorts, too.
Well, if he isn't, he is now. I just embarrassed him into it.
Wow.
Is there a goal, a financial goal for this event? Is this kind of, you mentioned, Dave, this is kind of the first official kickoff for this. Being a numbers guy, I'm sure you've got some kind of a target or something that you're gunning for.
Well, our budget at this point for the upcoming calendar year is about $225,000. We're hoping to raise here about $50,000. Now, you know, that this is our first event. We don't know how successful we'll be, but that is our goal. And hopefully we can attain that.
Do you need it to continue the construction process that's going on and the retrofitting?
The construction, we actually, I think, have the money in hand to do the construction. The building purchase and the construction dollars are in hand, although, you know, as we get closer to the completion of the construction project, there's always those things that you want to add or need to add to the project. We're really looking to fill out our operating budget, which, you know, a large part of that is for the operation of the actual day center. Betty does a really good job of fundraising for, you know, her part of this, which is the food aspect of it and providing food and the kitchen. And so, you know, that portion of it, we're pretty secure in our budget and feel mm-hmm. comfortable with the monies that Betty's able to bring in just on her own. But as a board, we do need to raise money for the annual operation of the day center, which right now we peg at about $225,000, which isn't a huge budget, but it's certainly an amount that you know, we have to keep our eye on and be out fundraising for.
When is the target date for this opening, Betty? When do you think you're going to be able to?
I think probably around August or September in that time.
So it's coming up pretty quickly.
Yeah. Probably next month, go really zoom, get it done.
Oh, I could just see her with a foreman's hat, helping out Kramer's crew, right? Zoom, people, yeah. Let's go, zoom. What's the next major milestone for the center after this weekend?
Well, I think after this weekend, it's really the receipt of our permits from the city and actual construction, reconstruction of the building. That's going to take off pretty quickly.
Oh, you can't do any of the fix-up until everything
is... the city's given permission to do the, like I said, the hazmat cleanup of the asbestos and those kind of lead-based paint and that kind of thing has been ongoing, and that's why you see the facade taken off the front of the building. But the actual building permits, and I may be... speaking out of turn, I don't think have been issued quite yet.
Is it as much fun as you thought it would be at this point?
I think for us on the board, we're excited. I think for Betty, it's I've said to her a few times, you know, be careful what you ask for, because she has been able to operate pretty loosely as far as being out in the community and helping those in need. Now that we have an organization, what happens with that is, you know, we have to have rules and we have to have...
And follow them.
Follow them.
You got to include that second half of the statement there.
And, you know, when you include an accountant on the board, as they did with me, you know, we're going to have procedures on how, you know, invoices come in and how things get paid and making sure
rules have square corners and sharp edges now.
It's hard for me to
follow. And so we're trying to fashion our policies and procedures around, you know, accounting and insurance and those things to really fit Betty and what she does every day, because we don't want to slow her down at all. So we're keeping it pretty simple at this point. But, you know, I think for Betty, that's, I don't know, I don't want to speak for you, but that's probably been the biggest change, one of the bigger changes for her, is that having this board now, you have to, if she wants to spend money, she needs to come to the board to get approval to expend those monies, which I don't think any of us have the guts to say no, but we need to get those things in the minutes. But for the rest of us who are involved, I think we're happy to be providing Betty this type of support, and it feels good to be doing that.
Well, I had to tell you something. They're all so nice to me. And, you know, I'm a person very impatient. I'm not good for the rule. But somehow they made the rule around me. But again, like I said, I don't have that skill to help the people. And I think we had a lot of people out there, especially the younger one. They need somebody guiding them. And they can return, they can be returned to society, but I just don't have that kind of skill and then the time. So, and believe me, they will spend a lot of time on us already. And
I would imagine, but then once everybody starts to figure out the lay of the land, then once the click happens, whenever that does, then it becomes second nature rather than being challenging. As I know, Dave looks good, but not with tire tracks on his back. and I have that sense.
And I think after this weekend, after the event, our first event, I think we'll feel better about what we're doing. because we are setting up all these systems. I just left Eureka Payments right before I came here to set up our merchant account with, you know, Eureka Payments or through Eureka Payments to accept credit cards on Saturday night, and how that accounting works and how we're going to work that through the bank, and you know, using Redwood Capital Bank and setting up those accounts there. And yes, I am plugging them because they're big.
Four times in 30 seconds. I mean, that must have been part of the meeting, apparently.
They've all been big helps to Betty and the foundation, both the Eureka Payments and Redwood Capital Bank.
Fine. Commercial break. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:43. We'll be back with more from Betty Chin and Dave Tyson.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Betty Chin and Dave Tyson. We've talked a little bit about the center. We've talked a little bit about the foundation. Poked a little fun at our buddy. Betty, if folks do want to show up Saturday night, if they haven't heard about it, if plans have changed, is there an opportunity for them to come and see Rex perform, Dave do his routine, and, yeah, and be part of this event?
Sure.
Dave, let me ask you, same question. Your response.
Sure.
Oh, fine. Yeah.
Yes. The event is, you know, Saturday night at St. Bernard's School in the old, or in the auditorium, cafeteria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know it is the gymnasium.
A gymnasium, yeah.
And it's $20 a head, and I'm sure we can find a seat for everybody. And it starts at 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts at 6.
6, yeah.
Well, so, I think it'll be fun. It's a low-key event. You can come in your, you know, Hawaiian shirt and and shorts and harachis. And
Ratchy's not here. Are you looking for more helpers, more assistance, more bodies? Is it too early for the, you know, if people want to donate labor time, is this not the right time, or is this the right time?
I think now's the right time. I did have a guy call in, want to do some drywall for Kirk Kramer. And yes, just email me and then go to my website and can get hold of me.
You've got your own website?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
For the foundation, for the center, or for Betty?
For me. And then we got to change our website very soon, and then more update and more professional. Betty.
Yeah.
Betty.com,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, that's where the accountant and Dave starts helping out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
We got to have more characters. We just can't go Betty. That's too simple.
But to me, is I just ask everybody out there, just come and join us and then find out what we do and how we do it. And we're going to talk about the programming and the floor, the plan. The soap people.
Oh, there'll be pictures too?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I just come and enjoy each other and fun, just learn about what we're doing and meet our wonderful board member. Yes. So it could be good.
And I think
the wonderful board member.
We'll determine
who that one is later on.
We're
going to
have
an
election on that.
Yeah.
And Betty's China story is fascinating. It's really fascinating. So I think people will enjoy that part of the program.
One thing I think that a lot of folks would be pleasantly surprised about is camaraderie. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe that's the term that we were looking for earlier. Political stripes, persuasions, this is and that's doesn't. Everybody seems to know everybody who's there, which is really kind of a weird scenario considering who's there. But it's almost like a coming together for folks. And I don't know, Dave, is that one of the big attractions that you find out of this, is that it's not the regular cast of characters, but there are some characters there, and you just kind of go, ah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, the the lines that are drawn in the sand on other issues certainly aren't there on this particular issue. And I think the board has a lot to do with that, with a cross-section of, I guess, political types that we have on the board. We have liberal, conservative, left, right. I mean.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.